Your circle of chairs is set up, you've set out your markers and your name tags, and people are starting to filter in, so your training is about to start, right? Actually, the training has already begun. The arrival portion of the training sets a tone for how the entire day will go. We often hear that adult advisors and peer leaders might feel a little nervous as they enter the room, thinking, what will today entail? Why did I get asked to come to this training? Will I know anyone else? Please don't make us do any trust falls. The space that they enter can tell them a lot. Today is going to be fun. Today is going to be interactive. The person in charge seems friendly. I know I need to put on a name tag and sit in a chair. So before you start the training, wherever it is, we're inviting you to consider how to make the space comfortable. Some training spaces can feel quite cold and impersonal. Others are hot and cramped. But no matter what's happening in the room, as the host, you can be a thermostat and not a thermometer. A thermometer reflects the temperature of the room. If your participants are disengaged, then your energy starts to drop. If your students show up buzzing from a long weekend, your anxiety spikes. What if instead of simply reflecting the energy of the room like a thermometer, you set the temperature? More like a thermostat. You can set the tone. You should keep the pace. When you enter a room with warmth and energy, others will match that. You, as the trainer, have an opportunity to create the environment you want. All sources of strength training should be trauma-informed, keeping the most vulnerable in mind from the beginning. And for many of us, this might be a paradigm shift. Some of our guiding principles as participants are entering the room is to invite people in as opposed to calling them out as they play and share and plan during our training. We also want to avoid power struggles as we playfully engage. Non-participation shouldn't be taken as a sign of disrespect or a bad attitude or rejection. Instead, it's possibly communicating fear or confusion. In any case, it's an invitation for further connection. Our work as a trainer is to coach and companion and connect and exercise a lot of curiosity. While many people have a lot of fun in a sources of strength training, it can be a social or physical challenge for people with different needs and abilities. Your sources of strength team should be socially diverse, as well as cognitively, emotionally, and physically diverse. Different needs and abilities are not prohibitive for participation or student success, especially when you prepare. So be sure to identify which accommodations need to be made to support every adult advisor and peer leader in the room. Have the training space already set up before people walk in. As they enter, greet them enthusiastically. Invite all students and adults to create a name tag with their name, large enough to read from across the room, and their pronouns if they choose. Direct them to leave their backpacks or purses out of the circle or on the edge of the room and take a seat in a chair in the circle. As people are getting settled, have some fun music playing in the background. You can set people at ease by casually walking around and introducing yourself to participants. Even if you are nervous yourself, try to be as genuinely positive about the day as you can. Once it seems like everyone has settled in the chair, turn off the music and take a deep breath. Let's go.